Monday morning, the 3rd of August. The weekend floods have thawed, and everything that had been piling up quietly since Saturday came through at once, which is the shape a Monday usually takes. There is a thread running through the four pieces I want to read you today, and it is about openness. What spills out of it, what is now required to be declared about it, who is quietly attacking it, and who is about to hand a very large model to everyone. Let me start with the spill. First up, a security scan whose numbers are hard to sit with calmly. Truffle Security cloned and scanned every public data set on Hugging Face. Money. That is 7.6 petabytes, 186.9 million unique files across roughly 815,000 dataset repositories, of which about 670,000 finished cleanly. They flattened Parquet, Arrow, JSON lines, archives, and binaries into scannable text and ran TruffleHog with live verification switched on. The result is 221,303 unique verified live credentials sitting inside 6,003 public training corpora. The breakdown matters more than the headline. Cloud infrastructure accounted for 13,100 live keys, including 8,557 Google Cloud Service account keys across 3,811 projects, one of them carrying an explicit owner role and one, a Kubernetes cluster admin. 3,343 Amazon keys passed identity checks, with 51.7 terabytes confirmed, sitting in buckets that had public access blocked. Hosted databases contributed 8,594 live logins. The median cluster was a trivial 2.8 megabytes, but the largest held 617 gigabytes, 742 live OpenAI keys, and 26 live Anthropic keys were found, and using published entry-tier spend caps alone, the authors put a floor of roughly $920,000 a year on that exposure. They are careful that this is a floor derived from caps, not a measurement of anyone's actual bill. The supply chain edge is sharper. Among 349 live GitHub personal access tokens, 223 carried full repository write. 130 could rewrite continuous integration workflows, and 110 could publish packages. One of them belonged to the founder of a widely used model context protocol registry, whose connected repositories carry more than 178,000 stars between them. But the finding that makes this structural rather than anecdotal is amplification. 44% of unique live secrets appear in more than one dataset, and 19,380 appear in 10 or more. The stack and its forks alone carry 51,571 distinct live keys. Of the keys that reach 10 or more datasets, 99.3% pass through one of a handful of scrape corpora, and chat logs turn out to be an unexpected new leak path. One Infura key pasted into a ChatGPT conversation was captured by a public conversation dataset and copied into 1,131 datasets across 10,162 file locations. Impact measurement was deliberately metadata only. No rows read, no objects listed, nothing modified, and disclosure at this scale is simply unsolved. You cannot email that many owners, so names and key material are being withheld while notification runs through provider channels. Moving on to our second story, which is the other half of the same coin. What now has to be declared? On Sunday, the 2nd of August, the European Union's AI Act provisions covering AI models, as distinct from AI applications, became enforceable. The act itself passed in 2024, but the model layer obligations were held back, and they were only written at all because the public launch of ChatGPT pushed policymakers to extend a framework originally scoped to applications down into the underlying technology. The general purpose obligations attach to any model that lacks a specific purpose but can be adapted to a variety of use cases. There are three. Transparency about how the model was built. Disclosure of any copyright-protected content used in training, and enough information for downstream users to understand what the model can actually do. A further layer applies to models designated as frontier, whose developers must identify and mitigate risks to society at large. A voluntary code of practice, drafted by outside experts, including Yoshua Bengio, spells out what compliance looks like. Most leading Western labs signed it, with Meta the notable exception. Running alongside is a labeling duty that took effect the same day. Companies must label generated images, audio, and text that were designed to look authentic, attaching a digital watermark. Personal content is out of scope, as are works that are evidently artistic, satirical, or fictional. New systems had to comply on the second. Systems already on the market get 4 additional months. Non-compliance can draw fines of up to 3% of total gross revenue. For a sense of the scale of the tooling underneath this, Google's SynthID has been used to label more than 100 billion images and roughly 60,000 years' worth of audio. Enforcement falls to the European AI Office, which plans to supplement limited in-house capacity with a panel of scientists and a pool of specialized safety firms. 2 practical frictions are already visible. The office's resources are described as knowingly limited, and it is competing with the private sector for the same scarce expertise. And frontier capability is a moving target that officials have to track without much prior experience or scientific consensus about preventing harm at scale. The concrete prediction attached to the rollout is that the most advanced models may simply launch in Europe a few weeks later than elsewhere. Third up, the attack surface. Defense One reports on something that has moved quickly. The same hyperscalers that argued 2 years ago that closed models were safer are now underwriting open weights, and adversaries have moved with them. A statement in late July from NVIDIA's chief executive, co-signed by Amazon, Meta, Google, and Microsoft, defines open weight models as models anyone can download, inspect, modify, and run on their own infrastructure, and calls them an important part of the foundation. The contrast with 2024 is stark, when Microsoft's chief executive described closed source as critical to safety precisely because it allowed deep end-to-end red teaming before public exposure. The security content is the substantive part. Amazon Web Services describes 3 attack classes. The first is supply chain poisoning with conditional triggers. Adversaries using AI not merely to find vulnerabilities in open source code, but to poison libraries in ways other AI security programs do not detect. Malware that executes only when a user issues a prompt containing a particular typo. Malware that activates only once other code is added to the library later. The second is trust building through synthetic maintainers. The manager of Amazon Inspector describes attackers creating packages that deliver real, useful benefits, and notes that with coding agents, they can now sustain reasonable-looking contribution histories and useful release cycles until they simply look like good citizens of the community. The third targets the reviewers. Because so much security review now runs through agents with their own blind spots, attackers try to convince the reviewing model that what it is looking at is fine. Amazon's chief security officer names China, Russia, and North Korea as sources of increasingly sophisticated activity. The defensive posture is symmetric. Red teams equipped with their own agents, hunting vulnerabilities before adversaries, and attacking emerging open-weight models to learn tactics first. And he flags an asymmetry that I think is the real lesson here. Finding a hole is only the first part. Developing a useful patch takes longer, and the patches themselves now have to be tested for how they respond to adverse behavior, because adversaries go after them the moment they ship. One capability data point anchors the whole trend. After Anthropic released its Mythos model to a handful of companies, the number of vulnerabilities researchers found and disclosed quickly doubled. So did the number of patches. And for our fourth and final story today, the thing everyone will actually be talking about. Alibaba's Qwen team released Qwen 3.8 Max, a 2.4 trillion parameter mixture of experts model with 95 billion active parameters, a 1 million token context window, and open weights promised on Hugging Face next week. That would be the first time a Max Class Quen model has been open weighted, which is why it belongs in this particular morning's set rather than in a list of releases. On coding agents, the picture is mixed, rather than a clean sweep. It scores 86.6 on Terminal Bench, 2.1, ahead of Opus, 4.8, and Fable 5, but behind GPT, 5.6, Sol. It takes 67.7 on SWE Bench Pro, well short of Fable 5's 80. It leads on Paper Bench at 93. On general agentic work, it takes Co-work Bench, Wide Search, and Instruction Following by a wide margin, while trailing badly on Humanities Last Exam. The more interesting evidence is the Long Horizon demonstrations, pointed at building a command line tool from scratch. It ran autonomously for about 16 days and left a repository with 265 commits, 127 pull requests, and 151 issues. Given only a paper on data selection for reasoning and access to graphics processing units, it ran roughly 125 hours over 5 days, wrote about 7,600 lines of code, and reproduced all 6 of the paper's findings in 37 hours, then spent 88 more hours testing 18 ideas of its own and lifted the benchmark from 49.6% to 52.3%. In an autonomous chip design run, it drove a crypto accelerator from 8,298 gates down to 678, and after place and route, the die shrank by about 81%, while timing closed at 500 megahertz. Now the caveats, and they are substantial and mostly stated in the post's own footnotes. A large share of the headline numbers come from in-house benchmarks, where Quen sets the harness, the judge, and the scoring. Harnesses are not held constant across models. The SWE Bench Pro results use a self-refined variant with problematic tasks corrected. Several ground truths were manually corrected by Quen. No pricing is disclosed anywhere in the post, and the open weights are promised, not shipped. So what was this morning about? 4 pieces, one direction of travel. Openness is winning, as a deployment strategy, as a regulatory assumption, as a business model for the largest infrastructure providers on Earth. And every one of these stories is a different accounting of what openness costs once it stops being a philosophical position and becomes the default. 221,000 live credentials are the price of publishing your training data. A transparency mandate is the price of shipping a model into a large market. Synthetic maintainers with clean commit histories are the price of a package ecosystem anyone can contribute to. And a frontier model of that size handed to everyone next week is, depending on where you sit, either the payoff or the next line in that same ledger. The full digest has 71 more items this morning, a good run of vision language action work if you are tracking robot learning, and a safety trilemma paper that I suspect will get argued about for a while. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, go check your commit history.